York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, here we are. Welcome to the big radio show on this Thursday, the 28th day of June, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and I'll tell you one of the things on my stack of stuff today was a poll that was taken about the fact that almost one-third of people in this country think a second civil war is coming soon. That a war may be brewing within the United States, and almost a third of voters say so in a poll that was released yesterday. And I put it on my stack of stuff because I thought, how are we going to have a civil war? I mean, the North versus the South, you had boundaries, you had land, you knew who was north and south of the Mason-Dixon line. But in this particular case, we've got people arguing with each other that are neighbors, that are family, that are arguing within the families, that are, I don't know. And I don't know if this shooting today is in any way that you can tie in with this poll that was taken yesterday. It's very disturbing about Milo coming out 2 days ago. And he does this. He's a stupid guy. He's a very stupid guy. He says, I can't wait for the vigilante squads to start gunning journalists down on site. But can you tie that together with what happened in Annapolis, Maryland today? I don't know. We'll find out. So here's the other story coming out of Annapolis, is that the police have the shooter in custody. They think he's the only one, but he is not cooperating. He does not have any identification on him, and he is not saying anything to them. He will not cooperate. So he is doing what his Miranda rights are, which is you basically don't have to say anything. And an attorney will be appointed for you if you cannot afford one. So they don't know who he is. They, at this point, can't check where he lives, what his social media sites look like. Does he have a beef with somebody? He's not saying. So how long he continues not talking, no idea. But they are reporting to us now that they don't know who he is. And they'll find out fairly quickly. I mean, that goes back to a show we did a couple of weeks ago about the fact that Google can now do facial images to the point where they can narrow down very quickly who people are. They know by your photograph who you are. So I don't know if somebody at the Annapolis Police Department is on the phone to Google right now saying, here's a photo, tell us who this person is, but we don't know at this point who the person is or what their motive was in going into this newspaper. And by all rights, again, Annapolis is the local newspaper. It does mostly local issues. It is in the capital of Maryland, so they do have a political reporter, but apparently they're not heavily one side or the other. So we don't know what it is was the reason why he walked into that particular newspaper, that particular newsroom, and killed five people and injured severely seven more. There's another angle to this, which I find fascinating. William Shaw sends me a tweet, says, Thomas, we know from events like this, it's almost impossible to defend against a determined lone gunman. True, 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 true. Then I get two tweets from Albie Hornswoggle. And Albie says, I thought a former police officer would be more familiar with firearms. You gave a poor description of what a shotgun shoots. Then sends me another one. Tom, thought you as a former police officer, you said a shotgun sprays its ammunition out. Shells usually contain BBs. All right, Mr. or Ms., I don't know what Albie is, if you're a female or a male, but Mr. or Ms. Know-It-All, that's why I said ammunition, because there are all kinds of different things that shotguns shoot. Birdshot, BBs, all kinds of different ammunition that are made in shotgun shells to be shot by shotguns. So if you're so smart about it, why are you telling me that they usually contain BBs? Because that you're basically admitting you don't know what you're talking about. And since I don't know what was in the shotgun shell that was fired, how can I speculate about what it was that came out? I don't know. I get an email from Bob, who former police officer, and he writes, to me, a shotgun is the gun I would fear most in these types of shootings. Eject from a double barrel is quick, and so is loading it. Don't need to be accurate. And now the best home defense gun is an AR-15. Used to be a shotgun, but they find shotgun pellets go through several walls while the AR-15 round does not. So one won't penetrate a wall through a house or even exiting the house. Yeah, shotguns are, you don't need to be accurate. And anybody that's fairly close to what you're shooting is going to be severely injured. So I'm right there with you, Bob. It is by far one of the most dangerous weapons out there. He writes also, people should shut their mouth about civil war. With all the hatred in this country and the way things are, I never leave my house without my weapon. The way I am, I could not stand by and watch people getting hurt and would engage. Even when I go to church. So, I don't know. It was on my list of things today because of the fact that I was surprised that almost a third of people, 31% U.S. voters surveyed, said they think it's likely that the United States will experience a second civil war sometime within the next 5 years. Democrats, 37%. Republicans, 32%. While more than half thought it was unlikely that we would see a second civil war, 59% of voters are still concerned that opponents of President Trump's policies would resort to violence. So we're hearing more about it. And it's the kind of messaging that you don't know who's listening and how they take that message and what they do with it. We don't know why people go into schools or churches and shoot innocent people. We have no idea. The mentally ill, that's part of it. But at this point, we don't know what the motive is behind this. And we are actually, we don't have confirmation on the fact that it was a shotgun. A lot of reporting that it was a shotgun. But we will have to wait for the officials to come out and report that. I don't know what you make of this story. I find it disheartening that you want to pick on what was in a particular shotgun shell without knowing yourself what it was. I also, Ken, you surprise me. Ken sends me one going, this coverage of unfolding events of the shooting far exceeds the interest of people outside the area. So, a mass shooting of people, and I would consider 12 to be 5 dead, 7 gravely injured, a mass shooting. And you think it's a local story that only people in Annapolis, Maryland are interested in? Every single news organization that you can find, every newspaper, every television, every radio is covering this story. I don't know why you are so small-minded to think that this is a local story. You surprise me. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing the point. I mean, we cover these not gleefully. We cover them because of the fact it's rather shocking and it is news. it's getting to be less news because it's happening too often. But this will strike up, Ken, think, you know this is going to strike up the gun debate again. And this is going to strike up background checks. And this is going to strike up all of the things about the Second Amendment once again. And you think it's a local story in Annapolis, Maryland, and it has no interest to anybody outside of Annapolis? I'm stunned. Yeah, so Runs With Beer sends me a tweet, says birdshot, buckshot, slugs, bean bags, they all have different spray patterns. They certainly do. And he says, at this point, all political sides are crossing their fingers, hoping he doesn't belong to them. Yeah, it doesn't matter. So somebody, he might be a lefty or a righty, we don't know. But does that really, really matter? It means somebody is crazy enough to decide that they're going to go kill some innocent people who are just minding their own business at work today. He said goodbye to their families this morning, just like you did. And now those families will be planning their funerals. It's very disheartening. I don't know how this is going to stop. This is an office building. It's not a school. It's not a church. I mean, it's some place where most people go without thinking about their security. So we're getting word that a number of news organizations are beefing up their security this afternoon. Like I said, the Baltimore Sun, Baltimore Police Department sent some officers over there just to make sure. It says where we are in America in 2018. I'll give you that. Phone number is 855-295-6600. I was going to ask, how do you think a civil war would take place? Is this what we're thinking? That people are going to go around shooting others that they disagree with? 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
Okay, so we have WJLA, the ABC 7 station in Washington, found an eyewitness to all of this. Let's listen to what the eyewitness has to say.
Here. So I was on the phone with a client and heard a loud noise, like an incredibly loud bang, and I poked my head around the corner of my desk so I could see out our front door into the front door of the Capitol Gazette, and I saw a guy. I saw a guy holding a gun. The door of the Capitol Gazette had been blown to pieces. It was in shattered pieces all on the carpet. And this guy was holding what looked like a big shotgun and moving across the entrance of the Capitol Gazette office, pointing the gun deeper into the office, like he was targeting people.
Keith, did that man say anything?
I have no idea. I heard some indistinct shouting after another couple minutes before there were some more gunshots, but he didn't. I mean, I only looked at him for a second, right? I ducked my head back behind the wall as soon as I saw the guy initially, but I didn't hear him say anything distinct.
After you tried to hide, what'd you do?
Called the police. Called the police. And they got here really fast. I mean, they got here real fast. The police were here in a couple minutes, and they checked on us in our office, made sure we were okay, and told us to just hunker down. And they, I guess, got the guy pretty quick after that.
Are all the people in your office okay?
Everyone's okay, yep.
Did you see anyone get hurt?
I did. I looked around the corner a second time and I saw a young woman who looked like she'd been hurt. She was on the ground.
Injured?
I mean, there was a bunch of blood on the floor, so I assume so.
Did you see the shooter get shot or did you?
No. I saw him move across the entrance of the office and that was it.
And then after you called the police, where'd you go from there?
We stayed in our office until a second group of police officers showed up. They actually broke down our office door, and then they escorted us out. You know, they escorted us out with our hands up over our heads. And we spent some time in the office building next to our building, and they just made sure we were all safe and then let us let us go.
Can you describe the reunification point over here? How many people are over there?
Oh, I mean, when they evacuated us to the reunification point, we were in a conference room and there was probably 25 people. It's a big building. You know, it's like there's doctor's offices and law firms and other insurance companies. There's a lot of people who work in that building.
All right. So there's a little bit more information for you about the fact that he went in and started working his way across the office, looking like he was aiming at people. A shotgun, again, is not like a rifle. It has a pattern to it, and very, very deadly if you're close. Not as deadly if you're far away, but they are generally considered to be one of the scariest weapons out there. And I, over all this hubbub about AR-15s and all these other things that have gone on with shootings in the past, I've always thought to myself, no, that's not the scary. It's scary looking to some people, but that's not as deadly, I think, as a shotgun. I think it's you don't miss. Margie in Santa Rosa, California. Margie, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Well, thank you so much. This is pretty disconcerting. It reminds me of Charlie Hebdo, you know, in a way that, you know, people use violence to silence the media voice, however abhorrent that voice may be at times. It's very frightening to me. Should not call for repeal of the Second Amendment or anything like that, because you can do the same damage with a paintball gun if you really want to.
Yeah.
At whatever range, you know, fire one in someone's brain, it's going to kill them.
I got a tweet from Eddie Ale who said, if the same result was with a knife, no papers would cover the story because it wasn't a gun. And I politely disagree with Eddie, because 5 dead, 7 gravely wounded. I'm sorry, that's a news story. In my book, it is. I think it is.
It is. It is. The St. Valentine's massacre was 7 people, and that's infamous. You know, so, you know, do we have to ratchet up the numbers now to show import?
Yeah, it's almost a ghoulish conversation that people in the news media have had when we get a flash about there's a shooting at such and such a place. Well, how many people have been shot? How many people are dead?
Right.
I mean, it literally comes down to the ghoulish body count question of, well, what you're really looking for is, was this a fight between two people, or is it somebody who walked in on innocent people who have gone to school or gone to work or gone to church and wind up with somebody walking in and taking their life that they don't know. I think the Charlie Hebdo thing is, I hear what you're talking about, but that was also about Muhammad cartoons, and that's what precipitated that. I have no idea what precipitated this one, but we will find out, I presume, fairly shortly. Margie, thank you. I appreciate the call. That's if the shooter cooperates.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Hello, world. Listen, we are waiting for officials to give us yet one more briefing here before the show is over. So the police news conference is about ready to start, and we will take you there live. It's CBS News is reporting that there was the guy had fake grenades with him. And I'm not quite sure why somebody would have a fake grenade. What would you do with a fake grenade? Say, if the police come, I'm going to throw a fake grenade at them? Bob's email, Tom, one could actually saw the barrel of a shotgun down to 12 inches, make it easier to handle and conceal. The pattern is also bigger. The shells I use in the past have 20 pellets in them. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of you that are backing me up. Thank you very much about the fact that there's all kinds of things that shotguns put out there. That I mean, you can use all kinds of things in a shotgun shell, and the shell will shoot that stuff out there, bird shot, you name it. Jessopirides, botched your name, For home protection, I use Slug. 000 double aught slug and so on in my pistol grip. So, yes. Joseph Roble says shot shells usually contain BBs. LOL, wrong. And Tom called you out on it. Usually? Ha. Slugs and buckshot are not BBs. All right, let's... the public information officer, that lieutenant from the Anne Arundel Sheriff's Department, is at the microphone. Do you have him yet, Andy? Yeah, he's starting to talk. So let me bring it up this way here.
We'll have some answers for, and unfortunately we still have some that we can't answer, but we do have an update for you. So with that, I'll turn it over to Anne Arundel County Executive Stephen Shue.
I'm County Executive Steve Shue. As we reported earlier today, there's been a terrible tragedy here in Anne Arundel County. There was an active shooter incident. Five people are dead. Several more are wounded and in the care of Anne Arundel Medical Center. The shooter is in our custody and being interrogated as we speak. I want to acknowledge the tremendous work of our public safety professionals today, particularly the Anne Arundel County Police Department, the Annapolis City Police Department, and the Anne Arundel County Sheriff's Office. They were on the scene in about 60 seconds, but beyond that, they went immediately into that building without a moment's hesitation and demonstrated incredible courage. And we are so deeply appreciative of their great work. It could have been a lot worse. Governor Hogan.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here. Obviously, our hearts go out to the victims and their families. And I just want to reiterate, County Executive Shue, it's all three county agencies, the city police force, county police, the sheriff's department. We have, I think, 10 different other agencies backing them up. All the state police agencies are here as well, federal partners. And, it's a tragic situation, but there were some very brave people that came in and kept it from being even worse. And the response time was incredible. So that's all I have to say.
Chief Frank.
Good afternoon. I promised you guys an update.
Say who you are.
Deputy Chief William Cramp, the Anne Arundel County Police Department. So the building as we speak is now tactically secured. And what that means is our SWAT team and our quick responders have been through the building. It is secure as far as there are no more persons in the building that are a threat to anyone else. We did recover what we thought may have been an explosive device that has been taken care of. We have members of the bomb squad on scene. We don't anticipate having any more explosive devices. What is happening now that you see behind me is that our criminal investigation division, the actual investigators, are now taking over the scene. We have released it to our members of the criminal investigation division so they can start the process of identifying what occurred and how it occurred and why it occurred. So at this time, we had over 170 individuals in the building that were escorted out safely. They were taken to a reunification area over at the Annapolis Mall. We brought Jen Corbin in for our crisis intervention team, who's going to say a few words in a moment, to talk with the witnesses, some of the victims, and the police officers who responded. At this time, we're going to continue the investigation, and we'll have an update for you later on this evening, and I believe Ryan's going to give you a time for that. Jen?
Can you give us some numbers, please?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jen.
Hi, I'm Jen Corbin with Anne Arundel County Crisis Response. We have been at several different sites working with both witnesses and police officers following the incident. We will be working continuously throughout the night, both on a phone line and throughout to assist. We are mental health clinicians that will be working both with the witnesses and the officers for the next day or so. So that's what we'll be available for throughout.
Thank you, Jen. I have one more item. This area, the area of the mall, the area of Bestgate Road, is going to be closed for an indefinite amount of time. I can't tell you when it's going to reopen at this point. So if you've received calls, please let them know what occurred and why we have it shut down. The investigation is going to continue into the evening hours, and at that time, when we get more information, I will have another update for you.
Can you or the state's attorney address that? Is the suspect being cooperative? Is he answering your question?
Yeah, I can confirm that we have the suspect in custody. They're currently interviewing him right now. The only other information that I have from questions that was asked earlier is we don't have an identification on him yet. We do know he's a white male, adult male, and the gun that was used is described as a long gun, so I don't have the specifics on that, but we do know it was a long gun, and as we continue to get information, we'll make sure that we continue to put that out. We have no information on motive. Yeah, we're still doing interviews and still doing that. He was taken into custody by officers. There was no gunfire exchanged between officers and the suspect. Since we were able to get here very quickly, and just something for you guys to know, you know, we have a unified training on how to respond to active shooters, and that's what made one of the major things that made this a huge success. So law enforcement agencies around the entire United States train the same way for these active shooters since we've had critical incidents like this. So it's I don't want to say it's very easy, but it's very easy for officers to get together from other jurisdictions, link up, know the movements, the terminology that's needed to go in and effectively locate a suspect in an active shooter situation and take care of that target inside there. So during an active shooter. Sorry, say it again. I can't answer that right now. That's something that's going to be determined by our investigators as they go through and process that crime scene. So it's going to be a very long night. We anticipate having another update at 8 o'clock. Any information that's new, I'll give out then and make sure that you guys have all that information and any updates as we go along, anything we can put out.
How many victims are in the hospital?
We can confirm that five are deceased, and we're still working on injuries for you guys to get a good number. So we're working on that, but it's estimated around three. I don't know how many were in the newsroom, but I know we have approximately 170 that we were able to safely evacuate out of that building and transport safely over to meet with family and friends over at the Annapolis Mall. 8 o'clock will be our next update. I don't have any other answers for you. Any other updates, we'll get out at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much.
All right, so that was a little piece of news about the fact that he said that they have three injured. We were told there are seven gravely injured by a number of authorities. So this public information officer, I don't know whether the number we've given before is wrong or whether his information was wrong. But this is all we have, and it's all we're going to have probably for a couple more hours. But I understand. They have a lot of work to do. And they train for it, but I'm sure they're also kind of rocking back on their heels this afternoon. Short break. We'll be right back.
Unpredictable. Unprecedented. Undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
Found it interesting also that the police chief there in Annapolis made a big point about the fact. No, it was the county executive who made the big point about the fact that it was literally 1 minute the officers responded and went into the building immediately. He made a big, big point about the fact they arrived and went right in, which was, again, Broward County Sheriff's Department is going to be mocked forever about the fact that their people did not go into the school there in Broward County. He also talked about an explosive device, and they took care of it, which could have been one of those fake grenades, and that the bomb squad is on the scene. Then start shutting down the streets. There's a mall there. I hope they have some other roads to be able to get into that mall, or that Westfield Mall is retailers are having a tough time. And he said they're going to shut down the roads for the foreseeable future. That could hurt a few of the retailers there, but that's not their concern. 855-295-6600. Dorothy in California. Hello, Dorothy.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. I have the answer.
Go ahead.
Well, the answer is we need to talk about God a little bit more. When we have a mindset that this life is all there is, it doesn't matter what we do with it. But when we can remember that there is an eternity that awaits us, and it matters what we do here, that maybe, just maybe, people can think twice about loving their fellow man, listening to their fellow man.
Yes, I hear you. We are becoming more and more secular, less and less religious, fewer people going to church. Prayers are banned in lots of public places. So, yeah, we are not the same nation that we were 50 years ago when God was more of a part of the American culture, conversation, you name it. So, but I also stop and think about the fact that a lot of these people are just mentally ill, and mental illness is sad. But it's at that point they're not thinking about their demise. They're not thinking about the eternity that we face. They're not thinking any of that. I don't know what they're thinking, but they're not healthy. So. I don't disagree with your desire to have more conversations about God and God's role in our world, in our lives, but I'm not quite sure that is going to help the mentally ill. But Dorothy, thank you. I appreciate the call. Clinton in Redding, California. Hello, Clinton.
California.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
My thought was with the fake grenade. I mean, yeah. If he had a hostage and SWAT or whatever came in, he powder in his hand, and they wouldn't shoot at him because they know if he dropped it dead, he'd blow both of them up. So, and I mean, if he wanted to get away, all he had to do is toss it at him, and I'm sure they would scatter. And he could run.
So I see a movie plot there where he back off, police. Yeah. I've got this hand grenade. I'm gonna I don't know. All I know is that this whole thing is nuts. I don't know how, why we're having these things occur, and they're occurring more frequently. But
I'd have to agree with the other gal about having more God in our life. Is it's true. I mean, they trying to take it out of what saying pledge allegiance to the flag. Taking out the God part, really.
I find it interesting, because the valedictorians cannot mention anything about God or Jesus or Muhammad or whoever. But interesting that when you see a championship, some sporting event on television, more and more times I see the reporter go running up to the person who just won the game. And say, well, what did you think about it? Boy, congratulations on the game. First of all, I'd like to thank my Lord Jesus Christ. And they don't know what to say. They just stand there. So I find it somewhat interesting to watch.
It's just like on the dollar bill. They want to take off the "In God We Trust."
Right.
It's just they want to take it all. They don't want to believe in it, so they feel that everybody shouldn't believe in it.
We are what we are. We are. I think the pendulum will swing. I don't know how far we go into this more secular world, but our society today maybe is starting to push the pendulum back the other way. But very clear that we are more and more godless in our society. All right. Clinton, always good to talk to you. I appreciate your phone call. So, I'm sure they'll give us more information later. They really don't know what to say because the shooter is not cooperating. They don't know who he is. Like I said, we did the story 2-3 weeks ago about Google is available to police departments to you send them a photo, they'll tell you who it is quickly. It doesn't take a lot of research. They're able to put it in and bingo, with facial recognition, they'll tell you who it is. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if by now they don't know who it is, even though the guy is not cooperating. And he has the right to remain silent, but that doesn't usually last too long in most cases, but obviously somebody that's very disturbed. We'll find out more about what the motive was later on as well. For now, we have the full comment line ban, which is nice to see because we haven't had them very often lately. The market up 98, the Dow at 24,216, the S&P 500 up 16 to 2716, the NASDAQ up 58 to 7503, and oil has been jumping higher every day for the last few days, and today it jumped again. It's now $73.28 for one barrel of crude oil. So oil going up, you can bet at the gas station you're going to start seeing those gas prices going up as well. And gold down again, down $6.60, now down to $1,249 for an ounce of gold. Well, we were going to talk about Foxconn because the president was in Wisconsin today to basically kick off the building of a 20 million square foot facility. 13,000 jobs Foxconn is promising as they move jobs to Wisconsin. So we'll talk, maybe we can talk about it tomorrow, the controversy about Wisconsin kicking in billions of dollars into getting them to locate in their state. Always that big debate. So have yourself a good rest of your day. Hug your family tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow.